be good, and my grandsons loved it. But God provides real food. He provided manna for the Israelites as they came out of Egypt for 40 years. And he says, I will be Jehovah Jireh unto you. I will be the God who is there. I will provide your every need for the journey. But we've got to have an attitude of gratitude. And you know, a lot of times in the mountains, you've got two or three, maybe a dozen, maybe more climbers, depending on the size of the expedition and so on. And if they don't get along, if they don't care for one another, if they don't serve one another, if they don't realize they're in this thing together and have an attitude of gratitude and express that to one another, things begin to fall apart. And have you noticed how in your family, perhaps, in your marriage, in your congregation, in your workplace and so on, people haven't had an attitude of gratitude? Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been a complainer, just like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Do you know that a complaining spirit can absolutely just steal the joy right out of a mountaineering expedition? In fact, not only steal the joy, it can actually expose you to greater harm. And that's the problem in the body of Christ. Oftentimes people become very selfish, very self-centered, and they don't realize they're part of one body pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this matter of mountaineering and climbing, you've got to have patience. I mean, real patience, because you don't always feel like going on. In fact, oftentimes you don't feel like going on, and I'm sure you can relate to that in your spiritual life. Sometimes you just want to give up and quit. Things aren't going your way. The people are complaining. Things just aren't working out the way you thought that they would, and your faith is being tested. Well, the scripture says that through patience, God does his perfect work in our lives. And I guarantee you that no climber ever reached a summit without patience and a huge dose of it. And then the Bible also says that we have the hope of glory. The hope of glory is through Jesus Christ. That ultimately is the summit, you see, to be at one with him, and then ultimately to be received into his glory in the fullness of time. And so I want you to know that even as we anticipate in the next segment of the program, Ed Veaster's joining us, and he has just called us. We'll bring him in just a few moments. I want you to know that God has a purpose for you. And Ed Veaster's is here to translate the matter of mountaineering into life's experiences. I have before me, just so you know what's coming, I have three books in front of me. His latest, called The Will to Climb, and then No Shortcuts to the Top. And by the way, that's true with the Lord, too. There are no shortcuts to the top. A lot of people want to take shortcuts in their lives, and they think they're going to get God's blessing and best in their lives by taking shortcuts. It doesn't work that way. And then also, K2, Life and Death on the World's Most Dangerous Mountain. Much, much, my friends, please stay tuned. And if you're not able to stay tuned to the terrestrial radio, pick us up on our website, saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Now, I want to...
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and Well, hopefully this evening there were going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, and we were going to be talking about his book, The Forbidden Secret. And, of course, those of you who listen to our program know we've had Jonathan on a number of times, and always a fascinating guest. He's done some wonderful archaeological work and certainly followed in the footsteps of Ron Wyatt, who I think was probably one of the most remarkable people. He was an anesthesiologist, but he believed the Bible. He believed the Bible was accurate. And he actually, of course, had come to the conclusion that the crossing of the Red Sea by the children of Israel was not as we'd been told in the Bible. And he actually found it. It was certainly in the Gulf of Aqaba area, at the base of the Gulf of Aqaba. And basically, of course, they actually found a pyramid there, or I should say an obelisk that probably put up by Solomon, marking that as the area, the point at which the children of Israel crossed over. They actually did a lot of scuba diving. They actually found the wheels of some of the chariots that had followed the children of Israel after they escaped across the Red Sea. And, of course, then God withdrew his protection, and the whole of the Pharaoh's army was destroyed there. And then, of course, the real Mount Sinai, not over there in the Sinai Desert, but actually in Saudi Arabia. And I think this is fairly well verified. And then, of course, there are a number of other things. A question about perhaps finding the Noah's Ark, but one of the most significant thing was identifying where the Ark of the Covenant is. And, of course, I'm not going to mention this because I'm sure that the if you've heard our four tape stud on this, why, you'll know what this up is. But actually, Jonathan has analyzed all of these things, did a lot of very, very fundamental work. And on not only that, but where Sodom and Gomorrah really are, they're still there. The remains of the cities are there. The sulfur balls are there. But, of course, this is not going to be brought out because it's an organized, orchestrated effort to discredit Christianity. Well, right now we're not doing very well. It looks like we're not going to be able to get Jonathan. So why don't you go ahead, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'll just do open lines. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the coming financial apocalypse? Would you like to talk about the very real possibility that there's going to be a war with Iran that's being carefully orchestrated? Or would you like to talk about the Occupy Wall Street movement and what's really behind this spontaneous, leaderless movement that's occurring all across the United States and all across the world, all at the same time? But we want you to know it's leaderless. It's just sort of happening. If you believe that, of course, you believe anything. So much of what we're told by the media isn't true, because there's a small group of people that controls the media, as they control the military, as they control the banking industry, the corporations, as they control the leaders of both political parties, the educational system, the great tax-exempt foundations, and the reality of the American people. Well, let's go to Phil, let's see if we can get him here. Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Doc.
Good to have you. Well, do you have a question or comment?
I was just, my buddy Nelson that goes to the church that I pastor recommended I call in and talk to you, and I know he's given me one of your books and that I read a couple years ago, and really enjoy your stuff, and good friends with Will Grigg that you also have as a regular on your program.
Well, I know he, I think he...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Our regularly scheduled guests, so we're going to have to just have open lines this evening. We have Dr. Phil calling in from Bremerton, Washington. He's an ordained minister, and of course he's been quite willing in his area to speak out about the New World Order. And people really don't understand what this New World Order has to do with the scriptures. Would you like to sort of give your thought on that? Doctor Sidney, what are your thoughts on how does this New World Order concept fit into Scripture and scriptural prophecy?
Yeah, I think it's basically what it gets down to is, you know, God instituted human government to protect human rights and human life, but you know, Satan gets his hands into everything, and so eventually the idea very quickly came into the mind of Satan to start controlling people through government. And so here we see even in our own country how, the state sovereignty was respected, with the Constitution and things of that sort. And then as time went on, all of a sudden the state's rights were lost and everything, all decisions were made for the most part coming out of Washington, D.C. And now we have people telling us that, you know, all our problems are global problems, and global problems necessitate global solutions. And so we have this push towards a one-world government, which I think is just a return to the Tower of Babel, man trying to, you know, consolidate his power. And it's, you know, God's all for unity when it's unity in Christ. But when we have not submitted our lives to Christ, and mankind unites himself and unites his political power, that just brings nothing but devastation upon the earth. And so what I see is this push towards a new world order, this push towards global government, as basically building the foundation stones for the kingdom of the Antichrist and setting the stage for the last days.
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right, but people don't understand this. This problem has been around going all the way back to Nimrod, who wanted to unite the world, and of course God intervened at that time, and suddenly God caused the people to speak different languages, because God can intervene supernaturally. Yep. And yet, if you study language, you find that all the different languages in the world seem to have a common origin. In other words, they all came from the same language, and people don't really try to examine the significance of that, but that certainly would verify the biblical story. One language, everybody spoke the same language, and then suddenly groups of people spoke different languages and moved to different parts of the world. And we've seen this effort to unite the world over and over again, whether it be Babylon or Persia or Greece or Rome, or certainly Genghis Khan or Napoleon or Hitler or communism. But certainly what's going on today, this move towards establishing a one-world government is coming closer than at any time. You're going all the way back to the time of Rome.
Yeah, and it's what a lot of evangelical Christians, unfortunately, don't understand is that this comes from both sides of the aisle politically. And the Christian right in America, a lot of good, well-meaning people who love the Lord, and they think the Republican Party is going to save the day, when in reality the establishment of both the Republican and the Democratic Party want to move towards the New World Order. They might want to get there through different means. I think a liberal Democrat tends to want to take the wealth of the American middle class and give it to Europe via the United Nations, and have America be the caboose as Europe leads us into the New World Order, whereas the neoconservative Republican establishment wants to use the United States military and use the United States military as kind of the engine and lead the way to the New World Order. But either way, you end up with a global government. You end up with something very ugly that looks a lot like what the Book of Revelation talks about, in which the Antichrist will eventually reign upon the earth, a demon-possessed man who will, you know, institute his mark and the whole end-time scenario.
Well, you know, it's really, I think it's sort of a matter of political theater. You've got to give the American people the idea there are two political parties out there. And certainly the Republicans stand for pro-life, pro-family values, low taxes, you know, and certainly limiting the power of government, whereas the Democrats are pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, very much certainly in favor of increasing taxes, increasing government control. But in the final analysis, when the Republicans are in positions of power, as they were under the Bush administration, covering, you're controlling both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and they could have certainly done away with Roe versus Wade and outlawed abortion, but they didn't do it. It's all political theater. Yeah. And as far as the taxation situation is concerned, why, of course, the Republicans that do have at least a program of lowering taxes, but you can't lower taxes and increase spending without destroying the country, and that's exactly what the Bush administration did. I don't want to pay taxes.
Yep.
I don't think anybody wants to pay taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, so to go back to the time of the scriptures, Matthew, certainly one of the disciples, was a tax collector despised by the people, and nothing's changed at all in the last 2,000 years. But the difficulty is that we, in no way, you can have all this massive spending and all these socialist programs and have the a low tax rate unless you're just simply borrowing the money. And that's why today 43 cents out of every dollar the government spent is borrowed money. And this is why we're spending ourselves into oblivion.
Yeah, and I think we're at the point where, for all practical purposes, we go to the government with all our needs. Even American evangelical Christians, you know, whenever a problem comes up, we think the federal government's got to be there to take care of it. And so we've made ourselves so dependent upon the government that I think we're coming very close in this country to, worshiping the state. And it's a situation that we've created that, I love the constitutionalists that are out there that want to move us back in the right direction, but the fact of the matter is, I believe it was John Adams who said that pretty much only a religious people, basically only a mature Christian populace, is going to be able to handle freedom. And so, unfortunately, what we need, you know, we need political freedom once again, like we had at one time in this country. But I'm not sure we're even spiritually mature enough to handle it anymore. We've dehumanized ourselves. And so we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And that's why I think that ultimately we need to do exactly what you're doing. We've got to speak up for the truth. We've got to speak out against the lies of Satan and stand up for what is right. When we think that the solutions are going to be political and not spiritual, and that the battle is political and not spiritual, I think we're just fooling ourselves.
I think you're absolutely right. Actually, what Adams had said is our form of government was made for a moral and religious people, and it would not work for any other. And basically, the reason it's not working is because America is no longer a nation of moral and religious people. And we've lost that anchor of righteousness and holiness and that once was the hallmark of America, as you know, that wonderful statement by de Tocqueville, that America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great, and America as a nation decline. And you're absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle. But, you know, Dr. Phil, the problem we have is when you talk about a satanic conspiracy, most people's eyes gloss over. I mean, that sounds so theoretical. They don't really understand. Yeah. There really are people who actively worship Lucifer. They have websites. You can go up and look them up on the Internet. They hold meetings. They have they put out directives. One of them, of course, is to be involved in this so-called Occupy Wall Street. I mean, they're the real force behind this. Yeah. And they have millions of supporters in America. Yeah. That's what's so difficult for people to believe.
Yeah. Well, it's like an example of that is the United Nations. And the meditation room there was paid for by Lucis Trust and maintained by Lucis Trust, which is a branch, an offshoot of Helena Blavatsky's Theosophical Society. And she basically, Helena Blavatsky taught that Lucifer got a bad rap because his lie in the garden really wasn't a lie, that man really can become as God if we eat from the forbidden fruit. And so Lucis Trust originally was called Lucifer Publishing. I believe it was in the 1930s. Their book sales were really low. And so they changed the name to Lucis Trust. But they never changed their views. They're still Luciferian at their core. And those are the guys that maintain the meditation room in the United Nations. So
today,
so if you're looking for a religion of the UN, it's Luciferian at its core.
You're absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to give us a call. And, of course, right now we have Dr. Phil from Brentwood. What's your last name, Dr. Phil?
It's Fernandez.
Phil Fernandez. Do you have a church there?
Yeah, I pastor Trinity Bible Fellowship in Bremerton, Washington.
All right, fine. Well, we'll get into more detail there. And that's over on the west side of the Washington. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And if you go back to the United Nations, as I have, you can see the meditation room that's maintained by the Lucius Trust, a Luciferian organization. The whole idea of the United Nations is to bring about this one world government. And the Christian force behind it truly is Luciferian. Well, you go right ahead, Dr. Phil, because I think that's such an important aspect. And most people really have no grasp of these things. And certainly, this is how did you learn about this?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Just about Herman Cain. How does he fit into what's going on today? And this, of course, is one of the candidates for the Republican nomination. Well, Mr. Cain is a Baptist minister. He has now been charged by two, perhaps three women for sexual misconduct. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is being run by the establishment. They're hoping they can sell him to the American people so he'll become the next president. And even though he is very articulate and his 999 program may appear to be very appealing, he is a member of the establishment. They're running him. They're having difficulty getting anybody they can get. They're having difficulty selling Rick Perry, who's been to a Bilderberg meeting They're having difficulty selling Herman Cain because of the charges of sexual misconduct, even though he's trying to play the Christians and he's on the national Christian radio program. And the trouble is that so many of the people within Christian radio, and they're good people, and most of them love the Lord and they're very sincere, but they're not discerning because they don't understand what's going on. Well, let's go ahead to we have Eric calling in from Michigan. Hi, Eric. Do you have a quick question for us?
I do, Dr. Stan. I actually called a program a pastor out of Florida who has a seminar every now and then on the radio, or on the phone, R.C. Sproul. And I waited a whole hour to ask about Romans 13, where it seems to indicate, as Chuck and Tim Baldwin have stated before, Dr. Stan, that it seems to direct the brethren to yield to the government with blind faith, no matter what.
All right, fine. And so basically, then how do we correlate that with what Dr. Phil Fernandez and I are doing? Or what is the real question? You're absolutely right. Some people could interpret that as saying, well, we should not be involved. We should be totally submissive to government.
Yeah.
Let's ask Dr. Phil Fernandez how he would respond to that, because that is a very important question. Erica, how would you respond to that? Romans 13 tells us to be submissive to government, and you're suggesting that maybe we ought to be involved to some extent in trying to influence what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that? Because I think it is a vitally important question. Dr. Fernandez? Hold on. Let's hope we can get him back again here. Dr. Fernandez, are you there? I hope if Dr. Fernandez is out there, I hope that Phil will give us a call back. I didn't mean to cut him off. I just... didn't have him on the right hold line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Dr. Fernandez back on line 6. Let's do a better job this time. Dr. Fernandez, you're back there.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, fine. Did you hear the question? How do we correlate this at the teachings of Romans 13 with the thought that Christians ought to be involved in what's going on within our society today?
Yeah, with Romans 13, I think it really clearly teaches us that we're to submit to the governing authorities. However, I think what we need to understand is that Paul himself, the guy that God used to write that, was himself executed and persecuted many times for not submitting to the Roman authorities. And basically, I think all Paul is saying is what Jesus said, that give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but to God what is God's. And what's implied in that statement is when Caesar demands what only belongs to God, then the Christian has to say no. And so God did institute human government, and when it plays its proper role and protects the rights of law-abiding citizens, you know, you pay your taxes and you obey the good laws that are out there. But when the government tries to play God, that's when the Christians have to say, like Peter and the apostles, we must obey God rather than men.
And I think that's absolutely right. The main new thing, Eric, is that our government, Sydney, is a republic. It is to be limited. God gave us this government. Unfortunately, it's been taken over by evil and wicked men, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. We should obey our government. Unfortunately, our government is not in control today. And when you understand that our government has been usurped by a subversive element that hates God, we have an obligation to stand against it.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Did he call? And he is a minister in Bremerton, Washington, and Sydney. So we've asked him to stay on with us, and we're doing open lines, basically. He was just talking about his worldview was influenced by one of his teachers, and certainly he was just giving the name to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. What is this gentleman's name who taught you apologetics and helped to shape your worldview?
Yeah, his name is Dr. Gary Habermas. That's H-A-B-E-R-M-A-S. And he teaches apologetics and philosophy at Liberty University. We're still good friends. You know, I went there 20 years ago, but we're still good friends. We speak at the same apologetics conferences. But he's considered by many to be the world's foremost expert on the historical evidence for Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And so what I was telling the caller was that, you know, since I specialize in apologetics, we go way out of our way to try to train our students not only what they're to believe, but how to defend Christ's deity, Christ's resurrection, the historicity of Jesus, that he actually existed and did live this miraculous life, and that he is God incarnate, and he did die on the cross for our sins and bodily rise from the dead. And we teach them how to refute evolution and provide evidences for creation. And so our statistics are a lot better. I mean, we haven't kept close statistics, but just the high percentage of our students that stay in touch with us and stay in fellowship with Christians and stay in church and continue to confess Jesus as their Savior is much, much higher than the national average. I think one of the key differences, well, there's two key differences, but one of them, I think, is the fact that in a school setting, I get these students 5 hours a week, where I get to really, you know, train them, and they get tested on this. Whereas in the average church, you know, you'll be lucky to see the kid for an hour and a half on Sunday for the Sunday service and sermon, and then maybe one night a week at a youth group. The second reason is what they do with that time, with that youth group time. So many times it's fun and games, and you sprinkle in a couple Bible verses. But if you keep your kids coming to your youth group and out of trouble with the law, and they graduate high school, a lot of youth groups act like, okay, we succeeded, we did a good job. Well, there's more to it than that. You gotta ground them in God's truth, and you gotta, you know, try to lead them to Christ, get them in love with Jesus, and in love with Jesus' word, so that they learn God's word, but then they also learn how to defend the faith. And I don't know how you can do that, you know, one or two nights a week. And so we do get them for more time, and we really do try to teach them the meat of the word and how to defend the faith. And at Cross Point Academy, that's the Christian school in Bremerton that I teach at, we're getting really, really good results. And you know, several of our kids go on and study for the ministry, and I really think we're going to have, you know, Christian leaders impacting their world. But, you know, as you know, Doc, you know, time is running out. And but whatever the case, I don't think it's we need to look for some secret formula. I think we've got to teach the meat of the word, and we've got to teach our young people how to defend those truths and prepare them for that day when they get in that college classroom and that anti-Christian professor is going to attack their faith.
I think you're absolutely right. And of course, the other thing is that I think it's so vitally, vitally important that people understand how to counter the arguments of evolution. Because I went to college, got in. I was about 16 years old, and of course I graduated. I was about 18, and I was really so ignorant. I look back, and because I believe what I was being taught by my professors, and certainly you feel so accomplished when you can discuss all of the various ages, the Cambrian age, and all of these various ages. You know, and you learn all of these things, and you put them down on a piece of paper, and you pass the test, and you get an A on the test, and you believe it's true. And of course, it isn't true. The evidence for evolution is so full of holes, and so it's so vitally important that we spend a great deal of time in church pointing out what's wrong with the theory of evolution, and then, of course, teaching children apologetics. Yeah. Not only teaching them the scriptures, but how they know the scriptures are valid. I mean, that people say, well, that's just a book, written by men. And it's far more than a book written by men. And I think it's so important for people to understand that God does intervene in the affairs of men. Our founding fathers recognized that. And down through every age, there's always people who recognize this. And the older I become, the more convinced I am that God does certainly intervene and rule in the affairs of men. But people have to understand these things. And of course, one reason I do what I do is because, as you point out, the spirits of battle that's taking place, and they begin to understand there really are anti-Christian forces out there. I mean, certainly the most widely read book of the last decade was a book on witchcraft that glorified Harry Potter. How could that possibly be? Well, very simply, it is a conspiracy against God. Why would they have a conspiracy against God unless there was some credence to the teachings of Christianity?
You're exactly right. And the connection, I like the way you make the connection between the two, between the academic and theoretical realm. You make that connection with what's going on spiritually in the world, because so many evangelicals don't see it. So when an evangelical lets their kids read Harry Potter, they think, well, this is just fun and games. It's just entertainment. There's no real harm here. And they don't even see that that Wicca, modern day witchcraft, is on the rise and throughout the West, throughout Europe, and throughout America, and that it's not fun and games. It's not a laughing matter. It's for real. But when we when we turn to, and I love the way you make that connection, Doc, because when we turn to the wisdom of the world, when they, through evolution, try to explain how we got here, then it's an easier, if we're going to believe them on that, we're probably going to believe in the wisdom of the world when it comes to, you know, how to have world peace and things of that sort. And it's just as deadly in both categories. But a little example of the wisdom of the world, how off face it is, when you deal with evolution, evolutionists have proven a lot of things, but everything that they've actually proven is consistent with creationism. And it's what the evolutionist assumes, what he believes without proof, what they've never been able to prove, those are the things you need to prove in order to prove evolution. And as I say, they just assume them. So the unproven assumptions that something, in fact everything, came into existence from totally out of nothing. Now that's an assumption. There's no scientific proof for that. That life could evolve from non-life without intelligent intervention. Multi-celled animals from single-celled animals. And animals with backbones from animals without backbones. The common ancestry of fish, reptiles, mammals, man, you know, all these things have been assumed by evolutionists without proof. I mean, they can show that you can get a lot of different varieties of dogs from two parents, but that's consistent with the Christian worldview and with creationism. And so if we just buy into the false wisdom of the world when they tell us how we got here and who we are, then we're going to fall prey to the pseudo-wisdom of the world when they tell us where we need to go. And that's exactly what they're doing. So it's kind of, it takes you right from the lies of evolution right to the lies of the New World Order. And there's that connection. Even many apologists don't see that connection.
Well, I think that the scientists are in real trouble because basically their science is not based upon science at all.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly,
yeah.
It's very obvious that there is a pattern of design for everything.
Yeah.
And certainly,
yeah.
Astronomy, certainly all the stars and the planets and the universes and the galaxies, and they're all in perfect order.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get to biology, and you find all the various species, and you find the DNA, and you find the life itself. Where did it come from? I remember hearing Richard Dawkins, the famous Cambridge scholar, was asked that question by Ben Stein. Where did life come from?
Yeah.
And his answer, well, probably from another planet.
Yeah.
I mean, because but of course, the answer is where did life on the other planet come from? But basically, they have no answers at all. All they have is an intense hatred of God and whether chemistry, perfect laws of chemistry. I mean, remember the periodic table. Suddenly, you go right down the list of all of the various things that are out there, the laws of physics. There is a perfect pattern in physics. There's a perfect pattern in geometry. There's a perfect pattern, certainly, in music. Everything is organized. And language is certainly organized. So how did all this happen? Are we to believe this is simply an element of choice? And, of course, it isn't. And then, of course, you can go to the scriptures and point out, you know, that says that a man developed 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, how do they know that man was around here millions and millions and millions of years ago? What is their scientific proof for it? Where is the historical evidence? And they have none of the carbon dating, which is so notoriously unreliable.
Yeah.
But they go ahead.
Yeah, so much of what they do is based on their own evolutionary assumptions. They assume the uniformitarianism that the present rates of decay have been the same throughout history, and so they make all these assumptions, and then they can come up with millions of years or billions of years when they need it. But in reality, it's what Dr. Dwayne Gish once said. He said that when you have a frog turn into a prince instantaneously, we call that a fairy tale. But if you say, well, it took billions of years for that frog to turn into a prince, then we call that good science. And so evolution needs all this long time just to sound believable. But in reality, you know, I think there's around 75 different ways to date the age of the universe and the age of the Earth. And they choose to focus on the three or four that give you the big, long ages, rather than the many other ways that would give you a much shorter time span, and which would be much more consistent with the Bible. Now, of course, God's word doesn't say if you count the rings in a tree, it'll tell you exactly how old it is. God doesn't tell us that there's scientific ways to date the age of the Earth. God gives us his own eyewitness testimony of the fact that we've only been here 6,000 years. And an awful lot of what scientists are looking at and things that they think would indicate age is not necessarily the case. It can be explained, that phenomenon can be explained in other ways. And so their dating methods time and time again have been proven to be inaccurate. But they're going to continue. You know, evolution is a myth. It's an alternative religion because they've rejected the true religion, Christianity. And so it's an alternative religion, and they're going to promote it any way they know how. And their dating methods and their assumptions and all these other things they'll continue to throw at us. And that's why, as you mentioned earlier, Christians need to be educated in how we can see evidence of creation, not just from the scriptures, but in creation itself, as Paul says in Romans 1:18-22, that, you know, the invisible God has made his existence and his power known to us through the visible world that he has created.
Dr. Stan, could I make a point here?
You go right ahead, Herman.
I recently spoke with a friend who's part of a research community, and they do some heavy-duty research into the occult. And he pointed out to me that Charles Darwin that Lucifer personally took him under his wing and took personal charge of schooling him, as it were, on this theory of evolution. It was that important because Lucifer, otherwise known as Satan, knew that this would be one of the pillars of how to knock down Christianity. Because since he was created and then rebelled, he realized once God determined to create mankind, the angels will ultimately be in subjection to humans. They will be a lower rank because we are of a different kind. And they hate that. The demons hate God, and they hate God's creation, which is mankind. So it's a battle to the end. One of the other things that you talked about is the proof of the resurrection. Dr. Ravi Zacharias, who is still alive, he has done fabulous work. You can find his books. Also, Dr. Gene Scott, deceased, but he was able in 1 hour to prove to anybody with an open mind, and he had two doctors from Stanford University, was able to prove the resurrection. There's also the famous book, The Trial of the Witnesses, that was written by a famous British lawyer who set out to disprove the resurrection and ended up proving it and writing a famous book about it. So most Christians haven't spent 5 hours really studying the issue of the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And I challenge those that have a weak faith to really go out and see if it's true. Because if it isn't, we're wasting our time. As Paul said, we may as well go back and just live for the here and now.
Well, I think that, Sydney, there's so much evidence at all that Christ was resurrected. In fact, the fact that we have a calendar, and of course we date that calendar from the birth of Jesus Christ. And people must understand that certainly for the last 2,000 years, almost everybody's acknowledged that he lived. But of course, the prophecies that you'll find in, I think it's Isaiah 53. I think that's one of the most wonderful verses in the Bible. In fact, it's such a good verse that the Jews have actually taken out of many of their Bibles because it documents without question that Christ fulfilled those prophecies that Isaiah had made probably 600 years previously.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I, one of my professors at Southern Evangelical Seminary, Dr. Barry Leventhal, actually went, when he was attending UCLA back in the 1960s, Hal Lindsey led Barry Leventhal, who was Jewish, to the Lord through a study, by getting him to study the Old Testament prophecies and see that Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled those prophecies.
And, you know, that's the most amazing thing, is that the prophecies have come to pass, and the new prophecies are coming to pass. But, of course, when you begin to analyze it, then, of course, you see what's going on today. It makes the unfolding of contemporary events so much more exciting. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Fernandez, it's been a fascinating hour. You've got 3 minutes just to, why don't you sort of wrap up the program? Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Sure, the listeners can check out my ministry on Institute of Biblical Defense. .com. It's Institute of Biblical Defense.com. Or they could just go to Phil Fernandez, and that's Fernandez with an S at the end, not a Z, it's an S, philfernandez.org. And so either philfernandez.org or Institute of Biblical Defense, .com. And we've got over 1,000 audio and video lectures and sermons and debates that I've given, so people can download that for free, and if that helps them to defend the faith, then that's good. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, I'm going to just put you right at temporary onto hold and hope that Herman will pick you up and get your telephone number so we can have it. God bless you. Thank you so
God
much
bless
for
you
coming.
Too, it's
been
sir.
A wonderful time. Okay, Herman, if you could get that telephone number, we'll appreciate it. Because this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree that we have a problem, that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out in a political and economic battlefield, we do hope that many of you will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. I hope that Herman is picking up this telephone call and with Dr. Fernandes, so we can have his telephone number and get him on the program again. Then, of course, we hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the Sidney B. Carey, Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. Now, to see how this all really fits together, let me suggest several of our DVDs. One of them is called World Revolution. We'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when the United States Department intentionally and purposely and maliciously installed a communist named Fidel Castro as the ruler of Cuba. Fidel Castro did not win the revolution. Fidel Castro was placed there by our government. David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit Fidel. And Fidel has been up to visit David Rockefeller and to speak at the Council on Foreign Relations. And you can verify that in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which we carry. And then we have another excellent DVD, World Revolutions, the one on Fidel Castro and David Rockefeller. And then the other one, of course, is called The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, and pointing out the fact that we finance communism from its inception, we finance the Nazi movement, we finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, and we do hope, of course, you'll be able to get that information and help us spread this. People do not understand that nothing is as it appears to be. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. And we certainly need people to understand that certainly there is a spiritual battle that's going on today. And they want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's, of course, why over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, why our military installed the constitutions under Sharia law. Why would we do that? Well, very, very simply, because simply our leaders support Sharia law, and they have an intense hatred of Christianity. This is why, of course, we helped to overthrow the government of Egypt, and, of course, now, of course, the radical Muslims have taken over there, and they're persecuting the Christians. Same thing is true in Tunisia. The same thing will soon be true in Libya, and all throughout the world, why they're just doing everything they can to undermine Christianity. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. I'll ask Herman to break off the call with Dr. Fernandes, get our next guest. Let us all be grateful for a land full of faith as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Kirk McKenzie. We're going to be talking, Sydney, about what's going on up in Siskiyou County and the adjacent areas of Northern California, Southern Oregon, as is an organized effort there to destroy the economy. And basically, we understand, if you understand anything about Agenda 21, you understand that it involves taking out dams. They're going to take out the dams. Now, they've already taken out about 260 dams across America. Why have they done that? Well, because, of course, they want to suddenly destroy the availability of hydroelectric power. They want to lead to flooding. They want to, of course, suddenly let the water table drop. They want to take America back to the way it was before the evil white man came. They want to destroy contemporary civilization. Who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, nobody in their right mind, but that's what Agenda 21 is all about, and you can go up on the Internet and just get pull down Agenda 21. Go to freedomadvocates.org, read Michael Kaufman's book, read their material. We have copies of Agenda 21 put out by the United Nations. You can hear my talk on sustainable development. That's the code word for it. Sustainable development, the road to world government. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. They're in the process of doing it. If you wonder why, our infant mortality rate is rising. We are, I think, 41st in the world today, down around Latvia and Lithuania. Why is that happening? Because they want to kill off our children. They're poisoning our children with aspartame and the gum and the baby foods. And suddenly they're altering the physiology of our children by giving them plastic bottles with formula in it. And that formula is made with fluoridated water. Even the CDC admits that no infant should have any fluoridated water or formula made with fluoridated water still at least 6 months of age because of the toxic effects on children. And yet pediatricians are still recommending we fluoridate our drinking water and then not warning the mothers. Certainly, you need to understand Agenda 21 is very, very dangerous. And right now, of course, we have Kirk McKenzie with us. Hi, Kirk. How are we doing?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan.
Well, you had a big meeting up there, and a lot of people came up there to Siskiyou. Why don't you tell us what happened?
I think your audience is going to love to hear this because this is a good story. This is a positive one. We had an event organized an event to pull together people to begin to fight back in a unified fashion. We had a meeting up in Siskiyou County in Wairika on October 22nd, and at that meeting we had some 1,000 people come to Siskiyou County, and about, I'd say, between one-fourth to one-third, we asked them to stand up, between one-fourth to one-third of that audience was from outside the county. Large number of those were from Oregon. A large number came from south, from San Francisco Bay Area, Sacramento, and other parts, to come together in solidarity to begin to address these issues in a common fashion, both urban and rural people together. And I think we had over 50 organizations that had declared their support for this, and we're working to help to make the success of this that we had. And at that meeting, I introduced the...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead. Tell us more about it, Kirk.
Sure. I did the premiere of my documentary film, which I just released, on the story of Siskiyou County. It basically It's about an hour and 20 minutes, and it walks through it using mostly the people themselves telling their story and helping to educate people. It's heavily illustrated and shows people exactly what's going on there. So by the end of that, you have a pretty good understanding of exactly what's happening, the tragedy that's occurring, how it's affecting people's lives, the emotions that are involved in this. And then we went into a panel where we had eight sheriffs from the counties in that area, both in Northern California and from Oregon, that came together in solidarity. They stood together, and each of them gave a speech and stood up for the Constitution. And we had a standing ovation for every single one. And then we had Karen Bud Fallon from Wyoming, a noted attorney that helps to fight these kind of issues. She was there and gave a presentation as well. She received a standing ovation. So it was, I think it was a breakthrough. To my knowledge, I'm not aware of any event that has occurred with this set of accomplishments. We brought together organizations who we continue to keep their separate identities. They are still independent organizations, and yet they're working together in a synergistic way, some 50 or so of them. We brought together sheriffs that nobody has ever done, to my knowledge, together at a meeting. We brought urban people up there. We had a bus tour where we actually had 40 people sign up. We took the tour from the San Francisco Bay Area, which is some 6 hours south, and took the bus and drove up to Yreka, where we had arranged it so that the ranch families would actually take these people into their homes. So we came in, and they had a private barbecue for us where the bus passengers were able to meet their host families. Then we went to the event, and then after the event, those bus people went with their host families back and stayed at the ranch and spent time with them that night. And then Sunday morning breakfast they had, and they could talk some more. And then they came back together. We got them back on the bus, and then we took a trip up to the dam where we could actually see the dam. And we went to the fish hatchery that's going to be destroyed and actually saw the operations and saw the salmon coming up and how they were handling those. And I think that the people that came up from the Bay Area began to see, like I did, the problem, and they began to personalize it. They identified with the people that they'd stayed with and the people up there. They came back rejuvenated and wanted to do something and help.
And Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kirk is telling us about this meeting that they had at the end of October up in Siskiyou County. Now, you know, they're going to be tearing down four dams. And, of course, this will, what they're doing is going to damage the fishing industry. It's going to damage the gold mining industry. It's going to damage the lumber industry. It's going to damage the ranching industry. It's going to decimate that entire area. There are large areas up there, of course, where they grow crops, and very, very good crops. These families have been there 50 to 75 years. And their parents were there. Sometimes their grandparents were there. And they're going to cut off their supply of water. And all of this is being done to destroy this segment of the country. Well, they had a meeting. They had about 1,000 people there. They brought busloads of people. They had a number of different organizations, all carefully coordinated. How many sheriffs did you have there?
Eight.
Eight different sheriffs, and all of them got up and spoke in favor of the Constitution, pointing out that what is going on is unconstitutional. Agenda 21 is the common denominator behind this. Did you have anybody speaking on Agenda 21, Kirk?
Not at this meeting. In the presentation, however, in my documentary video, I do tie these threads together, and you'll be pleased to hear that. So the way the video starts out with is some personal stories that bring the emotions to bear. It goes into kind of the history and the information that people need to understand as a background. It then goes into the issues, and the issues are both presented as well as people talking about them, and then it comes back and concludes. And the end of the interviews is essentially the questions that people are asking. They've come to the realization it's not about science. It's not about, you know, good Americans having good debate. It's not about logic. It's not about what's right. That there is an agenda, that they finally have come to that realization. So you know, so many of them in their interviews say, why? We just don't understand why. Why would anybody do this to us?
Well, do you tell that, them why, though? Do you explain
that then leads right into Dr. Michael Kaufman's. I pulled 4.5 minutes out of his stuff, which he allowed me to do, that talks about the Wilderness Project. And there is mention of I don't build, you know, go into depth about Agenda of 21, but it does go you right into the Wilderness Project and explains how this all fits in. We will have follow-on events, and I think that the audience, it was quite interesting because, you know, Agenda 21, during the event and the sheriff's panel, this is discussed openly, and I would say a significant fraction of that audience gets it. So people, even in the rural areas, are beginning to awaken the fact that there is an agenda, and they are getting educated on the topic.
Well, now, what is the agenda? Why would anybody want to destroy the lumber industry, the fishing industry, the farming industry, the gold mining industry, suddenly all of these various industries up there? Why would they want to impoverish the people and drive them off their land? What could possibly justify doing that?
They have a different vision of the world. I mean, at bottom line, it's very clear that they have a different vision of the world that's radically different. I mean, you know, we have a set of principles that guide our action. We have most people have a belief in God. We have a belief that there is good and bad, that there is, you know, consequences, a judgment day, that, you know, what defines good is how you treat your fellow man. We believe that we're made in God's image, and therefore life, human life, has value and more value than animals. You know, we have belief in our personal relationship with God, which brings us to individuality and the belief in that the equality of people. There's another set of people that believe that there is no God, therefore there is no good or bad. Might makes right. If you can get away with it, that's okay. It's okay to take power. People are just other animals to be managed like human labor, just like anything else. And, you know, heck, if you got too many of them, thin down the herd just like you do with cattle. If you want to give them shots, if you want to control their food, if you want to control who gets to live and who gets to die, they have a radically different view of the world. And in this world, people are going to be taken off the land, progress is going to be reversed, and that they're going to put the world back into a wilderness condition and box people into little Agenda 21 boxes of concrete villages where you can no longer have cars, and this kind of stack and pack housing. I think of it as government project housing where you have to walk to work. Therefore, you have no choice of where you go to school, no choice of your job, no choice of where you live, no choice of how big your apartment's going to be. I mean, it's hard for people to conceive because we are generally a Christian nation. We are good people. We have values. And although we hear about evil, we don't really quite comprehend that and believe it. But in fact, there are people who walk among us that have a radically different view of the world. And these people essentially have control of the world by getting control of the money systems. And they are moving forward on that agenda. And they have systematically done this. They have systematically structured our Congress to represent this. They have systematically taken over the courts. They have systematically taken over the TV and the mass media. You know, they're a smaller number, but, you know, they work together cohesively, and they have a plan. And we don't fit in that plan, and people don't have opinions or any choice or any value in that plan. Therefore, what they want to do is what happens, and that's their view of the world. And as long as they can take control of government and turn federal agents into kind of a, you know, almost a communist-style regime, then that's where they're headed. And there's no other way to describe it. We have federal agents in this country who call themselves Christians and go to church on Sunday morning, and yet they're acting like Gestapo. It's untenable.
Well, now, Kirk, is this film readily available today?
Yeah, I just actually put it on DVD yesterday. If you go to silentnomorepublications.com, silentnomorepublications.com, that website has now been restructured so you can get my book. You could get a DVD on the Siskiyou County story. You can get a DVD that combines all three of the seminars, why we're in so much debt, into one. You can get a DVD that takes both of the How to Take Our Country Back seminars into a DVD. So it's a small but very illuminating set of information that's now available for there, including the Siskiyou County DVD.
Well, now, how can we take our country back?
Well, it's not a simple answer. There's a multi-layer answer you have to have. It has to start with truth. And people like myself and yourself who've dug into this for a long period of time and figured things out. Secondarily, we have the obligation to take that truth and package it into what I call a toolkit. You know, books, YouTube videos, write-ups, white papers, handouts. If somebody else has done it already, we bring in a Michael Shaw or Michael Kaufman, or, you know, we use the best of the best. Then somebody has to help get the word out, like you're doing with your show. And then once the word gets out, we need to somehow have a structure where these organizations who are independent and operate independently still need to have a synergy. So you need a layer of communication, coordination, and cooperation, or what I call C3, that binds them together on a real-time basis where they can have unified action, where nobody tells them what to do, but they voluntarily decide to work together. We have that in spades. It was a huge part of this program was to make that happen. And I thank every single one of those organizations who supported this throughout California and Oregon to make this happen. That happened. And then once you have the organization, then you have to have a strategy and tactics, which is the YouTube videos, How to Take Our Country Back, Part 1 and Part 2. That now gives you the pieces and you know where you're headed and how to get there. And then you have to take action. So I think there's a multi-layer strategy, and then, of course, if you want, you could take the Mnemonic topic or any other topic, and you have specific solutions to those. That's part of the equation, but within an envelope of overall strategies, the tactics and knowledge about how to get there. So all those pieces are coming together.
Well, how did you manage to finance this? You know, it's an expensive thing to have a bus to take those people up there.
I'll tell you, we actually had Debbie Bacigalupi and a friend of hers were instrumental. They actually were the ones that took the risk proposition of advancing the money for the bus, not knowing whether they get it back or not. We did charge each bus passenger amounts of money, but it was subsidized. So for $30, a person could actually go from the Bay Area, take the bus up there, spend the night for free, have a free dinner that night, have a free breakfast the next morning, get back on the bus, take a tour of the dam. They paid for their hamburger and come back home for $30 plus a hamburger and an overnight parking. It was a tremendous thing. So she and her friend, made that possible. Then a local organization headed up by Liz Bowen called PAL, Protect Our Water, advanced the money for the meeting hall. We originally thought we'd have 200 people. Then she had It grew to 400, and we moved the venue to Wainema Hall, and she advanced the money to secure that facility. And once we started contacting the organizations with this vision, we realized we had really underestimated that. So we moved a facility that could handle 1,000 people, and her organization ponied that money up. And then what we did is in the meeting itself, we built fundraising into the meeting. So there was a auction, there was donations, there was Pass the Hat, you know, different ways for people to do this. And at the end of the day, nobody made any money, but the event was paid for. So people got the money back, and now we're ready for the next one.
Well, I think that is really exciting to see that with a well-organized effort, you can reach 1,000 people. And basically, because is this going to be able to be translated into some effective action to begin to influence the political processes? Because these wicked people control the reins of government and have their people planted in various levels of government that we're in the trouble we are today. They get their people on the boards of supervisors. They control the media. And Sydney, until the American people are up in arms and elect people, of course, to the state legislature and local counties, who will take a stand against these globalists? And basically, this is a global program intent upon destroying the infrastructure and freedom of the American nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's exciting to know that Kirk is out there really having an influence. We'll be right back. Well, Kirk, were the people there from the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They had over 1,000 people there, and they had 8 different sheriffs speaking, and somebody 40 or 50 organizations represented. And basically, of course, what you have to do is maintain the impetus here. We have to let people understand there is an organized effort to destroy contemporary society. And, of course, they've targeted certainly the outlawing areas, but they're doing this certainly in our communities. The whole idea is sustainable communities. The whole idea is get you out of your car. The whole idea is monitor you from the cradle to the grave. The whole idea is to listen to your telephone calls. The whole idea is to control what you read and what you hear and what you see and ultimately what you believe. And you probably believe America is a democracy. You probably believe that we have representative democracy in Washington, D.C., and you probably believe it makes a difference whether you vote for the Republicans or Democratic Party. And actually, nothing could be further from the truth. Certainly, there are a few good legislators, but most of them certainly represent the finest legislation, finest legislators the other side can purchase. What we need are people who represent us, not the power structure that represents Agenda 21. The agenda for the 21st century that really is intent upon destroying contemporary society. And if you read their material, we have Agenda 21, you would actually read it, you realize, of course, they want to destroy our society as it exists today. Would that be a fair appraisal, Kirk?
Yeah, I think it is.
So Kirk has just been telling us how this is going to be working and what they're going to do and how they're going to be putting these people together. Are you going to be doing this in other areas? What's your plan?
We'll be doing it in other areas. Kind of answer your first question before the prior question before the break is, so there are various legs to this thing. So public opinion is obviously one of them. And so in terms of the toolkit is all being assembled at that website. You come to that website, and that's the place where you could come. And from there, you can learn about this story. You can find out about the videos. You can find about we have a blog where we have PhDs and scientists who are writing opinions about these things. You can see the legislation. I mean, it is the gateway to understanding this issue. And Defend Rural America is not just about Siskiyou County, although that's what dominates right now. We're tracking what's going on with, like, Gold Ray Dam up in Oregon and Condit Dam and other dams and similar things that are happening across the country where they're taking away the uranium up in Arizona. I mean, this will be an integration point, and from there you can fan out to organizations that affiliate with us that will be supporting of us, and we'll be supporting of them, and they can find a local organization to hook up with, whether it's a Tea Party, a 912 group, Democrat group, a Republican group, Libertarian. We don't care as long as they all Americans come together. So
how many dams have they torn out so far? Do we have any idea?
Well, the report that I mentioned last time is a report dated in 2006. It was 550 approximately. So I'm sure they're up to several, 800 or so by now. It's quite a few. They just knocked out one dam last week, and I don't know if you saw the movie. They actually on YouTube, the short showing you blowing up this dam, and then there's the photograph taken by the people. What you see is what used to be a nice little creek or river is just a big mud sump. I mean, it just looks like hell. There's no water flowing. It's just mud. And you can kind of get a feel for what's happening here. And this is happening. There's stories like this in Massachusetts. I'm following them now in Massachusetts and Texas and Montana and Wyoming. I mean, it's all over. And so people can come here. They can increasingly see news from across the nation. You can see just how many dams are being destroyed and current information about them, as well as the Siskiyou County story. So part of it is public opinion. Part of it is legal, and I can't get too far into that, but there's definitely a healthy legal leg that's going to happen here. Coordination is obviously part of that, but other issues, coordination and 10th Amendment rights. And Fred Kelly Grant, of course, is heavily involved in this. And there's going to be other legal aspects of this. So those are a couple of the legs. The communication, coordination, cooperation is obviously another leg of this whole component. So there's about five legs that we're going to pursue.
Okay, let me just put out a telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, I guess, is Kirk McKenzie talking about this big meeting they had in Siskiyou County with 1,000 people there. And, of course, these people are under the gun. They're concerned because they're going to destroy that society. This is all being carefully coordinated by the people from Agenda 21. And this is a multifaceted organization that permeates every aspect of life. It's simply coordinated by something known as ICRI. It's subversive. It's international. It is treasonous. And those are the good things I can say about it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Kirk McKenzie. Well, Kirk, were you enthused by what happened?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like seeing, a vision kind of being implemented. I was involved as the California State Chair for Ross Perot's United We Stand America. It was a learning experience for me, and we have now another chance, and I can apply the experience I've learned plus all the education and the tools that I have available to me, and as well as, you know, the teamwork that solidified around this. So, yeah, it's tremendously inspiring, I mean, for those of us who organized this event as well as those who came and participated. I mean, it's the news up in that area, and it's increasingly across the country. People are hearing about this. So, yes, and it should be inspiring and good news for everybody. You know, all of us, you know, deal with this stuff, and we hear bad news, and it gets worse, and we know all that stuff. And, you know, to hear something that's actually coming together and gelling and seeming to work is good for everybody.
Now, who were the major organizers for this? Who was the major force behind the organization?
Well, I'm the basic guy who had the started this organization, but that was in combination. There was very quickly support behind this. The Bacci Galuppi family was my earliest contact in this, so they kind of got this whole, you know, kind of led me into this whole story and so forth, and that's started going. But when we got the idea to have the bus tour, we had the idea to show, you know, do a documentary, had the idea to have an event to do that, brought on the idea of the sheriff's panel, et cetera, et cetera. All these people came in, so you have local groups there as the Siskiyou County Water Users Association, which exists and has been assembled to help fight this. You have the POW, POW, it's called, I think, Protect Our Water. That's Liz Bowen, who's president of that. I think Leo Bergeron is one of the instrumental people in the SKUA organization. The Tea Party groups came together. We had 9-12 groups come and participate in this. We had Republican groups came and participate in this. We had Rosa Corey.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Certainly our guest is Kirk McKenzie, just talking about this meeting they had up in Siskiyou County with over 1,000 people there and organizations from all across the state. And people were enthused as they began to see there are others concerned about this organized effort to tear out the dams up there and to totally destroy the livelihood of the people in that area. And certainly Kirk and other people working together were able to put on a wonderful, wonderful meeting. You're going to be able to get the DVDs on that at his website. And
the website for getting the stuff is the Silent No More Publications, plural, that's with an S, plural, silentnomorepublications.com. And then to dial into the story itself and dig in, that we defend rural America. But come back in a couple of days because I've got the site down right now and I'm reworking it, and it'll be back up here shortly.
Well, I really think it's exciting to know that the people are concerned, as they justifiably should be. Well, the people don't understand how Agenda 21 in one aspect or another is going to touch everybody's lives. Certainly the people in rural America, certainly especially in Siskiyou County, where they're going to tear out four dams, are very concerned about it. But Agenda 21, this subversive plan that being pushed by ICLEI, the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives, is going to impact on everybody listening to this program sooner or later. Would you like to perhaps talk a little bit about Agenda 21, what this is and why we should be concerned? Incidentally, our number is 1-800-544-8927. I'm sorry, if you want to call the program, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But would you like to explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is and why we should be concerned?
Sure, and you know, I understand both halves of this. They are similar in their terminology and their approach, but they're different in terms of the implementation. There's the urban part, Agenda 21, I can talk about, but let me talk more about the rural aspects of Agenda 21, because the implementation is very different. The gist of this is to take over the land and kick these people off the land. So the issue then is how many different strategies and approaches could be taken to do this, and they're trying them all. The agencies start to make the regulations and the requirements, you know, increasingly impossible and expensive to meet. They do things that, for example, they're, I believe in one of the areas, they're now changing the flood zoning to expand the flood zone depth criteria. So what's happening is that's now bringing more land in the flood zone, which means its value is worth nothing. So they're doing a lot of things that devalue the properties for eventually, you know, creating financial crisis on these people. They get 50 cents of the dollar. They're, you know, doing an integrated set, whether they try and set ridiculous fines. So, for example, if one of these little coho, little fingerings happens to find its way into a diverter, the structure that's been created by the Fish and Game Department on a ranch or on a farm, which is maintained by Fish and Game, but if a little coho salmon, you know, weighs maybe an ounce or something, dies in that, the fine is $25,000 per fish. You know, four little fingerings die in a mechanism built by the Forestry Department. It's going to be a $100,000 penalty for the farmer for fish that you can go into downtown Waikika to buy. They're coming up with water is a great one, because if you're trying to destroy this governmental structure of states, counties, and cities, then what you need to do is find things that cross political boundaries and then say, well, gee, it has to be handled at a regional level. So commerce, obviously, is one of those things, and we know how that clause in the Constitution has been abused. Transportation is another, but what more perfect one than water? Water crosses political boundaries, as well as air, which leads us into the whole global warming fraud. So these all give excuses to create these entities that exist outside of our normal representative government structure, to which ultimately power is given. You know, government is constituted for two purposes. One is to set policy, and secondarily is enforcement of that policy. But through this whole regionalization, the federalization type process, the policy is being moved, in other words, the decision is being moved out of the representative government into these structures, whether it's the United Nations or the United States federal government, or whether it's, you know, an NGO type thing, or it's one of, in this case, it's called the KBRA agreement. In the Bay Area, it's called ABAG, Area Association of Bay Area Government. Basically, it moves the decision-making process outside of the normal representative government, where we have all the control mechanisms, elections, divisibility, et cetera. Policy gets made there, and then, you know, our government structure then just becomes enforcement. And so you see that happening here, and the way that's happening was with the, where, quote, stakeholders are not the people who live on the land, but they're people from Portland, Oregon, that are rabid environmentalists. You have huge government agencies, federal or state, getting involved. You have a few Indian tribes that are getting a bunch, $80 million to subsidize, to support this, that don't even live in Siskiyou County, have nothing to do with this land historically or now. But they all come together under the umbrella and say, well, we're going to take out the dams, and we're leading up to the Secretary of Interior, Ken Zollerstar, saying, giving federal sanction to this, basically saying, okay, the whole Klamath Basin, the whole Klamath Watershed, which is an area that encompasses nine counties across Oregon and California, and an area that's bigger than the state of Maryland. So this is a huge chunk of land, and saying, well, guess what? That's no longer controlled by the counties or by the state. It's going to be controlled by this Columbia Basin Restoration Agreement and these, quote, stakeholders who are all getting bunch of money to get involved in this program. They make the decisions, and this agreement is now the law, not the legislation, but this is now the law. And the excuse being used for this, of course, is things like the Endangered Species Act or Native American rights. I mean, you're beginning to see, when you start looking at multiple incidents like this about the country, you're realizing the excuse is generally having to do with those, you know, those kind of things. And they're pulling out all the stops across all the areas and all these things and coordinating them through multiple agencies to bring this about. Endangered Species Act is, you know, think about this. Our legislation passes an act, and it basically turns over to an administrative body, an agency, who says, okay, now this one's endangered. Well, that brings in and invokes this entire body of law with no democratic review. It just says, hey, nothing else counts now, but this little stupid coho salmon that has no commercial value and is not about to go to extinct by any means. And they say, well, that's the only thing that counts. The people don't count. The economy doesn't count. The agriculture doesn't count. The fishermen don't count. Nothing else counts. I mean, nothing. The Indian tribes don't count. Nothing counts. This little thing. So that act is being used as a principal mechanism to overthrow our representative government. And it's all being done, you know, with the cooperation of the federal government, you know, the legislature, so Congress. So those are some of the mechanisms and plethora of ways that Agenda 21 is being implemented. Monuments, you know, saying these X million acres are now a monument, and then they seal it up, and they don't let any human being into it for any purpose. They seal it up. They put gates across the roads, and they seal it off. They're doing illegal road closures to public lands. They're basically putting gates across saying nobody can go on to them. And people who have tried to do that, they'll pull out the gun and actually threaten you. They've done that. So all these various mechanisms are being employed all at once, all together, and these ranchers who are pretty independent people, used to taking care of themselves. They're in small communities. There's not a lot of money. There's not a lot of attorneys. There's not a lot of resources. The tax base there is pretty low. You know, you have relatively low taxes spread out over the fifth largest county in California, a population of only 44,000 people. So they're not particularly well prepared to defend against this. And that's why I think it's so important for the urban part of America to wake up and realize our national treasury is not the national debtory. The debt that's being created by the so-called Treasury Department is a debtory department. But in fact, it's our land, and it's our food, it's our water, it's our energy, it's our minerals and resources. It's all these things that allow us to build homes and businesses, and we forget that. You know, we get so involved in all the things that we build on top of that, we forget that we are blessed as a nation with land and natural resources, and we've been able to become hugely successful because of that, and that is all being under assault and basically being hidden from view by media that, you know, supports this. So you don't, most of America doesn't realize the importance of this battle or that it's even taking place. So that's part and parcel of what I and others are committing to bring to light.
And of course, the thing is that these people control the media. They interlock with the other people who control the power structure. And there's not very many of them, but they're very well organized and very well financed, and they want to destroy contemporary society. That's what it's all about. They want to drive people off the land and replace it with wilderness, and they want, of course, to have the bears come back and the wolves come back, and basically, of course, the mountain lions come back. They have a different worldview, and in fact, most people have no idea that this is even going on. And the way that these people certainly circumvent the will of our elected representatives, all of this is done more or less by edict under one form or another without any real legislative permission, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. I mean, basically, the concept is you can pass the Environmental or Endangered Species Act of, 1962 or something, and then from then on, you never have to go back to you know, any kind of a representative process. Is now under administration, where the administrators make the rules and they're judge, jury, and enforcers. You know, this all goes back to, you know, Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was, you know, President Woodrow Wilson's handler in his book, Philip Drew Administrator. The whole idea of taking the powers from government and pushing them off into these administrative bodies, and then legislation is just there to have a lot of fun. That's what you're seeing happening here in spades with the Endangered Species Act. The fraud, it's interesting. You can go to Wikipedia and look up coho salmon, and what you're going to discover is the fish is doing very well. It ranges all the way over into Japan and Russia. It sort of goes up to the Gulf of Alaska, and it's been successfully planted in reservoirs across the nation, and it's in fact been successfully planted in the Great Lakes. So when they say a threatens even a higher level, when they say it's a threatened species, we tend to think, well, that means that this is a species about to go to extinct. Oh, no, that's not what the term means at all. What the term means is, the way it's being interpreted in this case, is that, well, in this particular area, this zone, where we think this animal was there originally, it's native to this area, and the numbers are fewer than they used to be historically, and by the way, we only count the fish that are spawned in the streams, not the ones spawned in the hatchery. Well, there are too few of them in this particular area. Well, then we got to blow up all the dams and get everything back to the way it was. And, well, if that returns flooding and brings back drought, and by the way, the fish don't go upstream in this hot, mucky water anyway, well, but, you know, we've accomplished our goal because we brought it back to wilderness conditions. That's basically what's happening here. So American people are being lied to because you're being led to believe these species are going extinct, and that is not true. And I think a court just recently decided that the Delta smelt, which destroyed the most productive farmland in the United States, which is the San Joaquin Valley, they're finding out that was a fraud. So, you know, it's not that these things are going extinct. It's not the case at all. And the definition that they're using now under this is guaranteeing the end result, which is the destruction of progress. So we essentially have, as a nation, built, spent how many hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars making progress, and all of a sudden now they're about to spend hundreds of millions of billions of trillions of dollars to destroy that progress, and in the process reduce our population drastically, reduce our energy supply drastically, reduce our food supply drastically, reduce our water drastically, and pin us up in these little Agenda 21 huts. That's where they would like to take our country, and it's insidious. So, you know, we need to get the word out to people.
And this is what is so hard to believe. Why would anybody want to destroy this wonderful society we move in or we live in today? And, Chris, the answer is because they have a different worldview. They don't think this is a wonderful society. They think we'd be better off if we could take us back to the way it was in the 1900s when we had kerosene lanterns, at least those people who lived. They think there are too many people in the world. They honestly believe we've got to eliminate literally billions of people, and they've openly written about this sort of thing. And they really want, of course, to deindustrialize America, to get people out of their cars, to stop the production of oil and natural gas and coal, and stop mining and stop lumbering, and just to certainly do away with the manufacturing that we have today. And people say that is the craziest thing in the world. Well, it may be crazy to you and I believe it is a crazy. But these people on the other side are fabulously well financed, and they control the media. And because they control the media, they're able to control effectively what many Americans think. And they have all sorts of things planted on the internet. Somebody called on the last program about certainly how fracking was creating water that burned because it was getting methane into the water. And they show you pictures there. And you can actually see somebody turns on the faucet, water comes out, you light a match, and the water burns. Why does it do that? Because there's methane in the water, and there may be adjacent to fracking for oil. The difficulty is that methane was in the water long before they began fracking, and it's all a lie, basically. They're going down 3 or 4 miles, 2 or 3 miles, to get into an entirely different strata. Certainly the well will go down usually 1, 2, 3, maybe 500 feet at the most. So how do you get the methane from that? Produced by fracking, up a couple of miles, you don't. But if they can show it to you on the YouTube, and you actually see the water burning, it's very, very impressive. And a lie told often enough comes to be believed. And since they control the mass media, and most people have no idea how to counter them, why so many people today are actually going along with the agenda. We've got to deindustrialize America. We've got to cut back on carbon emissions. We've got to cut back on hydroelectric power and nuclear power and geothermal power. I guess, shucks, we're just going to have to deindustrialize America. Our guest, Kirk McKenzie. Fascinating program, Kirk. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Kirk, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. You go right ahead. This has really been a fascinating, fascinating program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our